The York Curling Club is using more than $50,000 in government funding to help rebound after COVID-19, which includes the purchase of Made in Newmarket air purifiers. Newmarket Aurora MPP and Health Minister Christine Elliott was at the Curling Club at 220 Muriel Street in Newmarket November 5 to speak with members and talk about the updates. I know that this funding will help the York Curling Club sustain its operations while also creating new experiences and events that support the economic and social well-being of our community, Elliott said. Organizations like yours enrich the lives of people in Newmarket, Aurora and, of course, across York region. So we are very proud to call you a valued partner in our plan to build strong and prosperous communities. The money was administered through the Ontario Trillium Foundation. Shelley Wister-Smith from the foundation also attended the presentation at the Curling Club. I can only imagine the enthusiasm everyone has for getting back on the ice thanks to the steps you've taken. All the best for a great curling season ahead, she said. York Curling Club used the money for upgrades to improve accessibility and reduce the number of touch points in the club. They purchased a number of air purifiers, which filter the air 4 times per hour. The machines are made by Spinnaker Industries Inc., which is based in Newmarket at 1171 Gorham Street after being shut down for their entire 2020 season. The Curling Club has reopened for 2021 with players happy to be back on the ice. We are very grateful for the financial support that the Ontario government and Ontario Trillium Foundation has provided to York Curling Club. These grants have enabled improvements that make the club safer for our curlers to return to play with confidence. The changes have also allowed for years of improved accessibility for members of all abilities, in addition to the touch-free safety features that were in mind for the pandemic climate, said Kayla Moreau, president of the York Curling Club. Last year was difficult as we had to close the club for the full season, which was a definite hit to our operating budget, but with these improvements and financial support, we look forward to returning to a full pre-pandemic membership. Curling bonspiels, school visits, and other learn-to-curl programs as soon as possible. The grant to the Curling Club is part of the Community Building Fund's operating stream, which will support 648 organizations across Ontario with more than $46 million in funding.